Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of the beloved Aspire magazine and Mindset Mojo mentor, intentional living guide, and a woman passionate about bringing you inspiring conversations that will empower, support, and inspire you in living a joyful, authentic, and intentional life. So I don't know about you, my friends, but you know, so many of us are having a hard time keeping up with the changing world. That's why I know you're going to love today's inspiring and insightful conversation that will cover magic, manifestation, multidimensionality, and more. Joining me today is Lon, an internationally acclaimed sacred geometry artist and creator of two best-selling and award-winning oracle decks. As the founder of Lon Art, she offers tools for transformations, readings, an online course, and personal soul portraits that really connect you to your soul purpose. Lon's work inspires authentic insights and activates thinking beyond the everyday so that you can make real changes in your life and become the best possible version of yourself. Modern Merlin is her first book and has an associated online course offering, a deeper introduction to the concepts and patterns that construct our lives. Welcome, Lon.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I love the work you're doing with the world. And I wanted to dive in talking about how you personally define magic, because I think some people just, you know, go, oh, I don't know what that means. So let's start right there.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, magic, I define that as anything that we can experience, that we can see happening, or we're in the middle of it, and we don't really have an explanation for it. It's something that our linear mind can't really explain, and often science hasn't really found an explanation for it. So in that sense, we can look back through human history and human evolution and find that there were actually a lot of things that we used to think were very magical. And over time, science caught up and explained it. And then we were, oh yeah, that's actually not magical. That's just, and it became part of our, the way we understand the world. And a great example for that, for instance, is sunrises or sunsets, right? There was a time when we didn't really understand how that ball of fire and warmth and life-giving heat, how that worked and why it would rise every morning again. So that was a sort of magic until science caught up and explained all the thing with rotations and planets, all of that. And now it's become part of our normal day lives.
So it's like all the little moments that most of us take for granted too.
Right. Yeah. And there's things like a love, you know, there's a lot of untangibles, like things that we can't really, you know, really describe or understand or explain. And we all have these things in our lives, like love, for instance, right? We all have an experience with love in one way or another. But if you really start thinking about it, how to define it, or how to create it, or how to cultivate it, or how to describe it, it gets really tricky, right? And to me, that kind of puts love in the magical realm, because it's something that we so profoundly can experience and it can change our lives, but it's kind of elusive.
And what I'm hearing too, it's like the things that are energy, right? That we can't see, touch, put in a box.
Right, yes.
It's like an essence. That's what I'm hearing from it.
Yeah. So anything basically what's beyond our senses, right? Our five senses, like our sight, our hearing, our touch, our taste, our smell, those five senses are very much of the three-dimensional realm of the physical world. You know, they are connected to our bodies, and they are connected to a feedback system in how we experience the world around us. So those anchor us very firmly in a three-dimensional physical world. But of course, there's a lot of experiences that don't come through those five senses. Experiences like love and our feelings and our emotions and our dreams and our visions and our intentions and our intuition, like the things that we just pick up on or just know, or right, all those subtle things, like the subtle whispers and the subtle hints. And those are all things that are from the multidimensional realm. And that I call also, it's the magical realm, because we are just starting to venture into this realm and explore and discover what it's all about and how we can interact with it and how much we are actually from that realm as well, because we have such a large part of us that is multidimensional. We are so much more than our physical bodies.
Oh, so true. And this is like one of my favorite topics, because, you know, my friend would say,
that's great.
Oh, yeah. I've been told for years, you're such a magical manifester. And I'm like, well, anyone can do it, but I had to clear up my energy field, right? I had to release stories, yeah. I had to release blocks and wounds. And I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years with this brand and company, 16 years.
And wow.
My clients will always say to me, they're like, you're running five media brands and you still only work 4 days a week. You take 14, 15 weeks off a year. How do you do it? And you're still joyful in love. And I said, I tap into the energy of the divine, because it's there to support us. My daily mantra is, oh my God, this day is flowing with ease and grace. Flow, ease, and grace. Like, that's my intention. And you were mentioning intention. So for me, that's my magic, right? Like, I am I'm a little kid tapping into this system that has always been, I don't even like that word, this energy that's always been there and is accessible to all of us. But we have to, one, be willing to see it and then play with it. Isn't it like play for you too, Lon?
Yeah, it is. I think that whole realm and the whole realm of magic and multidimensionality is kind of like the realm that we have to approach like a child, right? And maybe so much of the inner work that you are describing too, where we dissolve our blocks and where we look into the things that block our energy flow and that block our power to manifest and therefore our magical powers, have to do with bringing out the inner child, right? And healing that inner child and going through life with curiosity and excitement and just an eagerness for something new and just love for everything and everybody, right? Yeah. And that makes the energy flow. Then we're tapped. What you're talking about is that you're sourced, right? You're sourced from that place that we all originally come from, all of us. So we all can do this. It just depends on whether we can open that channel to be sourced or whether we keep that channel blocked by oftentimes, you know, the limitations in what we believe.
It's so true. And how I've described it, I do a Mindset Mojo Soul Camp every year, 5-day complimentary event. And in one of the days we talk about recalibrating. It's one of my favorite phrases with my clients. Like, you are not disconnected from your source or your manifesting power. You just like the, I'm going to age myself here, but when I was young, you'd be driving through town with the radio on, and you know, it would always go into static, and you'd say to your mother, turn the station, you can turn the knob so we can like recalibrate the station. It's the same thing, right? We have to, we're never disconnected from source, but it gets staticky because of our own stuff.
Yes. I actually talk about that in my book as well, about how we can imagine ourselves being like a big radio receiver, right? Ooh. And just like a radio receiver, you can tune your radio receiver to the channel, to the station that you want to listen to. And we all know, right? With the news, we have a different frequency. than we do for jazz or for country music or any of that. And it's the same how we work. We can tune in to different places. So we can actually use our consciousness to be focused in different places of our reality. But unfortunately, most of us, our reality is limited to the physical three-dimensional world around us because we simply have not been shown or been taught how to move beyond that. Because moving beyond that means not just using your physical eyes and those five senses that we talked about earlier, but it means going inward and using your intuition to pick up on all these other things, to tune in to the universe, to tune in to the divine and to source. You got to go in.
Oh, it's so, so true. And I'm loving this conversation, Lon. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to dive deeper into this topic. One, this is the kind of topics I love, but I know my audience does too. So we'll be back in a moment with Lon of Lon Art. You can learn more at lon-art.com. We'll be right back, my friends.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversation. With me today is Lon, who offers tools for transformation, including readings, online courses, and personal soul portraits. So right before the break, we were talking about the energy and tuning in and connecting. And something popped up for me is like, when I was learning how to navigate these energies myself over the last 30 years of my journey, I had to make it simple for me, right? Like, how did I know when I was aligned with Source and how did I know when I wasn't? And for me, it was always, is this love or fear? Like that simple question, if I felt expansive, that means I was connected to my Source. If I felt constricted and doubtful and, you know, all the human stuff, then I knew I was not calibrated to Source. Do you have some special things that you do to help others or to help yourself stay calibrated?
I think it's very similar. I think my navigational system is kind of what yours is, because there's only two ways, right? We can either live with our hearts wide open or we live with our hearts closed. So either the energy flows or it doesn't. For me, when I know that I am sourced and when I'm hitting truth. I call it divine truth, especially when I feel like goosebumps. You know, those moments when you're in a conversation with somebody and you talk about something and you just hit that one sentence and you both go like, oh, you know, like goosebumps and chills. And that to me is like direct communication from the divine, letting me know that I hit or that we hit a moment of truth that is just so, because you can't really fake that. You can't even try to create that, right? Those kind of responses in your body. The way I keep that source flowing for me and means that I spend a lot of time by myself. I spend a lot of time on a daily basis, taking time to tune in. And you can call that meditation. And sometimes I do that for 45 minutes, but sometimes I do it several times a day as well, where I just check in for a few minutes, where I just turn my focus away from my outside world and whatever I'm doing. And I go in, you know, I close my eyes and I put my hands on my heart and I go like, okay, where am I at? How am I feeling? Am I actually flowing? Am I breathing? How is my heart feeling? So I think it's a matter of learning how to constantly go back and forth with our consciousness from the different layers and the different dimensions that we have access to. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And for so many of us, we're so caught up in doing, right? Because that's how the world
right.
works. So I might not take 45 minutes. I'm a creative hermit. So my honey will say, honey, are you going to leave the house this week? I love being alone. After spending, that's because the first 30 years of my life, I spent running from myself, right?
Right.
And now I'm going to be 60 this year. And oh my God, like they actually brought me a little rock for the garden because we live right in the middle of the woods on the water. And it says, welcome to La La Land. And they don't believe it love, but it's like, they know I need that time long.
Right, I do too.
I love my solitude. My honey, when he built this house 2 years ago, he built me a built-in alcove goddess nook. Right here in my office. It's filled with crystals, dim lights, sparkly.
Bless.
White fur rug, white fur ottoman. Futon, no wood, just a giant cushion.
Oh.
But
beautiful.
Well, thank you. But it's the same for you, right? If we didn't nourish our spiritual selves, how can we serve at the level we serve at? How can we show up fully in our joy and in our love and in our own presence? We can't. And it took me 30 something years to realize that.
Yeah, it was the same for me. And I sometimes wonder if maybe the younger generations, because they are built different. I think they are coming in already often on a higher vibration, and they are much better at you know, switching very quickly between different places of what they're doing or different, you know, different focus. So I am like you. I need a lot of time alone. I am not a pleasant person if you don't give me that time alone, because I will lose my balance. I get lost easily in the outer things then. So I need that time in nature with myself in silence and to continue, you know, to continue to communicate with source and to continue my flow. But I don't know. Maybe younger people are wired different.
I think they're coming in different. For me, I'm a creative and I run 5 media brands and I love what I do. So I know to be spiritually responsible, I have to nurture myself. So a lot of people think I'm an extrovert when they meet me because I've run big women's events for 400 women. I have a global audience. And I laugh when they say that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not an extrovert. I really identify as an ambivert. Like I can hold space for large projects, multiple at the same time. My team is amazed in large events, but I need lots of quiet time. So I'm not the full introvert. So I get you, Lon. It's
I am the same.
Yeah.
I am the same. I mean, obviously I'm a creative, right? That's where I live. That's my space. I am a creative. I'm an artist. I'm a writer. I'm in constant communication with source. I love connecting with people in my readings, in my workshops, through my courses, all of that. And like you, I consider myself an introvert, which for me means that I get energized by my alone time, not necessarily by other people. I get inspired by other people and excited, but...
And it's great to when you finally realize that about yourself, because then you know how to do your spiritual self-care and my family knows it. So you have a new book called Modern Merlin, and I love the name, by the way.
And oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So what does it mean to be a modern Merlin?
You know, the name just popped up. I woke up one morning and it was in front of me and it was Modern Merlin, and it sounded so familiar that I actually thought like, well, maybe it is a book that I need to read or something, and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, oh, that's the book that I need to write. So for me, Merlin refers to the magical being, the sage-wise wizard, and he is kind of an archetype for anything magical. And he is often also associated with the time of King Arthur and the Round Table. And I've always been fascinated by that time. And I love the idea of a round table because it symbolizes how everybody at the table has an equal part in whatever goes on at the table and what needs to be discussed and decided. And it's such a good reminder to just realize that we're all connected and that we all in collaboration and cooperation can create magic. So Merlin has always for me been a very personal guide almost. You know, I feel just very connected, very excited of the thought of Merlin and magic. And to be a modern Merlin for me is like, is shifting our paradigm to realizing that we all have inherently inside of us all those abilities and powers that allow us to be in partnership and co-creation with source, with the universe, with spirit, with God, whatever you want to call that, that we actually have so much more power than we ever been taught thus far in the existing paradigms and belief systems, right? I mean, you already said that too, like it took you 30 years. The same for me. I grew up in Holland, and I grew up in a culture where nobody talked about this. There was no language around this. There was no roadmap. There were no bridges. And me, as a very sensitive and intuitive child, I was lost because I felt weird. I felt out of place. I felt like I was picking up on stuff. And if I mentioned it to others around me, they told me I was imagining it. So it is time that we move this whole belief system and this paradigm and include it in what we teach our children, right? I mean, how amazing would it be if children at a young age already are taught about multidimensionality and about that they have this whole inner world that they can access from where they can actually start guiding their dreams and their visions into tangible form, you know, manifesting.
Well, I'm passionate, but I have two grandchildren. One's a 23-year-old, I was going to say boy, I'll correct myself, man. And the other one is a 10-year-old granddaughter. And I raised them both with Reiki and crystal.
Right.
But the little one, the 10-year-old, is just born wide open. We laminate this, every one we find. I think she's up to 28 four-leaf clovers. But she Nikki, my daughter, she laminates them all with the date. She has a whole book. But one day I said to her, Lon, probably, I think she was like 7 and a half. She found one, gave it to Papa. And then like her little heart is so loving. She said, oh, Amma, I have to find you one. And in my mind, I was like, oh, I don't want to feel in that pressure. She ran outside. We're watching her out the window. She bends over. She's rubbing her hand over a field of clovers. She stops, plucks it, and runs in the house and gives it to me. So, Lon, this is what I said to her. And It is a sacred truth for all of us. I said, McKenna, Anna is 50, at that time, 57 years old, and I've never found a four-leaf clover. I'm really curious, how do you do it? And with the pure wisdom of a child, she said, well, I just listen and they tell me where they are.
Wow.
And long,
that gave me goosebumps. That is a goosebump moment. I am like, chilled up right now.
Oh. I had tears in my eyes. But here's, along with her wisdom, isn't it truth? We are all connected to that. But see, as a child, she has no doubt that she's connected to it.
Right.
She said two and three dragonflies stay on her for an hour as she spoke to them all. We have photos of these dragonflies, and she's talking to each one and goes for walks with butterflies and follow the whole way. And I'm like, we are born for that. We just lost our way, lost our ability to connect as easily as it used to when we were born. So she's my sacred reminder. She has her own crystal collection. She talks about manifesting. She does her affirmations in the mirror. It's what you said.
And you create that sacred space for her so that she doesn't have to close up. I think that's the big difference, right? If you grow up in an environment where people are open to that, there's no need to ever, right? Where I said, like, you either live with your heart open or you live with your heart closed. There's really not much in between. And she has never learned how to close her heart because there was never any reason to. And so many of us, and especially probably from our generation, so many of us grew up in environments where there was nothing to support that kind of belief or that kind of magic or that kind of inherent connection to source in that way. So we closed up, and then we had to spend decades to open again, right?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important for me. We're going to talk about this in more. We're going to take another break. I am with Lawn of lawn-art.com. Be sure to go check out everything that she's doing, as well as her new book called Modern Merlin. We'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you struggling to grow your mission-driven business in a way that feeds your soul and fulfills your purpose? When you discover your unique human design and divine blueprint, you'll feel empowered in your business, aligned with your inner wisdom, and open to the flow of abundance and success. Nancy O'Keefe is a certified human design specialist and intuitive business coach, successfully coaching entrepreneurs for over 25 years. She is passionate about helping you understand your divine design and your personal formula for success. She knows what it takes after creating her own multi-seven-figure firm. Nancy helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can build an abundant and sustainable business that feeds their soul. Schedule your complimentary call today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So, Lauren, that's like the message in her wisdom, that one statement. Yes, I was blown away because she was my granddaughter, but it brought this deep spiritual truth to myself and reminded me that we all have that, as we were just talking about before break. We've just, the signal's, you know, done, like staticky. And then something else you just said was my truth too. Like, that kind of stuff was never mentioned in my family. There was right. No magic. There was no, it wasn't like anyone was wrong or bad. That just, it was not there. I had to trip and fall and find my way to right. this. And that's why yep. it's really important to me that I use my media platform to highlight amazing messages like you, because I want to bring this wisdom out. I want women who are listening right now to say, oh my goodness, I want to experience magic again, or I want to open my connection. So I'm so excited that you joined me to talk about this today.
Oh, I'm so happy. And for all those women that are listening, the reason why I wrote the book is because it's divided in three parts. And the first part is called Foundations. And in that part, I am addressing so many of the concepts that are absolutely at the foundation of how we understand our reality and our world. So concepts like energy and time and pathways and like all these things that we need to put in place first, like, you know, what is reality and how is reality put together? Right? We got to understand that first. And then in the second part, I go into you, like, who are you beyond your physical body, you know, the soul, and how are you formed? Like, how much our vision is important to drive us forward, and how much our stories and our beliefs are often in the way of us accomplishing what we want. And then in the third part, it's all about the tools. Like, what can you do on a daily basis? I try to keep everything really simple in the language and really practical. So daily practical tools that are not complicated to help us integrate basically a new way of living, a new way of being.
I love that you include tools, because I'm one of those, that's the part I love about books too. It's like, okay, give me something that I can
right.
incorporate.
Yes. And you got to build it, right? It's kind of like building a pizza. If you start building a pizza, you got to start at the bottom. You got to make the foundation strong enough so that it works. So for me, because I'm also really nerdy, I love science. Like, for me, my mind has to understand it. Because if my mind doesn't make sense out of what I am trying to tell it, it's going to be hard for me to, one, remember it, but two, also to apply it. So if I understand what I mean by magic, and if I understand what multidimensionality is and why time is so weird these days, right? Aren't we all experiencing that? How time seems to just fly by?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can explain that. There's actually explanations for all of that. And once we understand that, we don't have to feel so overwhelmed and so lost, because I think so many right now we feel lost, right? Our world is kind of falling apart, it's very confusing, and all the things that we thought that we could count on for guidance and our leadership, they seem to be kind of struggling as well. So we need to find it somewhere else. You know, we need to come up with a better story about why things are the way they are, because the one that we have is outdated.
Oh yeah, it's so outdated. That's why it's shifting. And I'm curious, because I always love hearing my guests, like a pivotal moment in their life. So is there a time when you experienced magic yourself, like you just knew? Like, I know I've had a couple, I wouldn't have called them like magical moments, but because of this conversation, now I'm thinking of like, oh, that was divine and magical. How about yourself? Was there a moment that you experienced magic?
Wow. You know, they happen to me so regularly. I actually had one last night where a friend of mine came to visit, and my son had about 10 days ago had found a monitor in the street somewhere in our neighborhood, and it was just left behind there. And he took it home and he said, like, it looks like it's totally good. And he plugged it in and it was still working. And he's like, okay, well, what do we do with it? We don't really need it. And then my friend came to visit last night, and I remembered, and I'm like, oh, maybe he can use it. And I asked him, could you use a monitor? And he looks at the monitor and he says, like, where did you find that monitor? And I'm like, it was in the street in our neighborhood. And he's like, I had one just like it, and I lost it like about a month ago. And he's not from this neighborhood. And I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, you think this is it? He's like, I don't know, but it looks exactly the same. And we were just staring, all of us, at each other, like, how the heck did that happen? Like, where did that come from?
It was being returned to him.
And my son, like your granddaughter, is very much like that. He's an excellent manifester in things. But that was only last night. I would say, like, I think as a child, I knew, because I always knew things. I could look at people and I could feel how they were doing. I could tell whether they were sad or happy or jealous or angry. And often I could even tell where they were hurting in their bodies, because I would just be so drawn to put my hand somewhere. I would always feel like, oh, can I just put my hand, like, you know, on your shoulder or on your hip or on your back? Or, and even though my environment and my family didn't really know what to do with all that, to me, I just knew that for me that was real. And it didn't really fit in how I was being raised. So I did hit a lot of it. And I was wondering, I actually thought for the longest time, and maybe still, that I was just from a different place, that I just came from a different planet or a different dimension, because I could recognize, like, I don't fit. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work for me that way.
I notice a lot of the kids coming up, because I have a lot of private clients that have kids, and they use those words a lot. Mom, I don't fit in. Mom, I'm different from the other kids. My granddaughter said it too. And this is what I say to her when it does come up. I said, baby, you are not meant to fit in. You are not meant to change who you are, because the divine made you magical. It made you, but when you don't have someone, so she goes, but what's so magical about me? And I just tell her, I go, your kind heart, how you know what people are feeling, how your compassion for animals and nature. And I keep reminding her of her magic, because the world and school systems will take that away.
Yes.
And so we have those conversations, because I still lay down with her. We read a book, me, her, and Papa, every time she sleeps over, which she's sleeping over again tomorrow night. She lives right around the corner. And we read a book, and then we all snuggle, and then he goes downstairs, and then it's like Amma and McKenna time. And we have those deep conversations. I let her lead the way, you know, like, but I remind her, I said, baby, she goes, but Amma, it feels funny to be different. I said, of course it does. But don't look at it as different. It's special,
right.
Magical. I said, right. I said, McKenna, you love unicorns. She goes, yeah. Like, passionately loves unicorns, right? And aww. I said, well, to the world, they're not real, but are they real to you? She goes, of course they are. And I said, you know what? I said, why would you stop believing in your own magic just because others can't see it, honey? Right? Like, it isn't that you're wrong. They just can't see it. So like you said, when we're kids, if we don't have that, we will be beat down by either how we're raised or the world. And no, I mean, I'm so glad that her papa, who she like loves, he is on the same page with me. He's magical too. So they go outside and build giant fairy houses and play the ukulele. And they just,
oh, I want to come and play. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. But isn't it so important? Because we know, I've always said this for the last two decades, women are the nurturers of the next generation, right?
Right.
So especially in this new paradigm and energy lawn, as you experience as a child, if you have children in your life, whether they're your own, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews, man, we got to keep reminding them of their magic, because they are the ones that are going to change the world. But if they forget their magic, then they just fall in the same paradigm.
Yes, And I kind of feel, and I would be curious to see if you agree with that. I kind of feel that our task now, I almost feel like I've taken my place as an elder. I'm in my 50s now. And like you, I feel like my task now is to hold that space and to create that container for the next generation to put things in place. But also part of my task is to help them to come up with the stories that we all can start weaving into our general way, our general paradigm, our general belief system, you know, to give them that stability, because a lot of the young people are really, really good at naturally manifesting and being magical. But I also see a lot of young people that are kind of lost with it because they lack the context and the understanding of the hows and the whys. So I feel like that's where you and I can do tremendous work in anchoring these things in and holding that space and helping them with that.
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel I'll be 60 this year. It's a big pivotal year for me, energetically, you know, and spiritually. For me, I love serving my female clients, knowing, kind of like you, I'm holding the container for them because they're going to create a ripple effect in their right. family, then right. their community. And it brings me such joy. And I 100% agree that we're the container holders, right? We're the ones right. that are allowing them to feel safe enough to tap into their magic.
And right, yes. And then stand back enough to allow them to do things in a new way. Because my son is 19, and he constantly amazes me in the creativity that he comes up with for certain things. And it's really simple once he tells me, and I think like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. So I've come to learn over the years to just make that bubble around him, to keep him safe, to give him that space.
Yeah.
And then stand back and allow him to do that magic. And then I can learn from that. And yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful container. And we're going to take our final break and come back for the last segment. And I want to talk about, you know, some of the takeaways you hope your readers get from your new book, Modern Merlin, and to continue this conversation in our last segment.
Okay.
I'll be back in a moment. I'm with Lon, internationally acclaimed sacred geometry artist and creator of two best-selling and award-winning oracle decks. You can learn more at lon-art.com. We'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Are you ready to live a life of self-acceptance, inner serenity, and fulfillment? Many women, especially moms, live in a constant state of overwhelm, stress, and anxiety, and are chasing the illusion of perfection due to unconscious beliefs of not feeling good enough. It's time to stop the cycle. Maureen Melanson, certified master life coach and international hypnotherapist, passionately supports women to quiet the chatter of their mind and release the stories, scripts, and false beliefs, keeping them from hearing their inner truth and living their highest potential. As an entrepreneur of the Busy Wellness Center, Inner Serenity Wellness, and the mother of 8 children, Maureen knows firsthand the delicate balance for women to overcome overwhelm, commit to self-care, and to create a fulfilling life. And she's ready to support you on your journey to inner serenity. Learn more at innerserenitywellness.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome back, my friends. So, Lana, 100% agree, and I love that you create a container around your son so that he can tap into his magic and creativity. And like you said something too, like you learn witnessing him.
Oh, yeah, because I think the new people that are coming now, they have a consciousness that already is more attuned to the energies that are going on Earth now. And they sometimes make connections in ways. And you know what? The best example of that I heard a long time ago, my son told me that, and I don't know where he picked it up, but he said to me, look, your generation thought that the best that you could do when you would be handed lemons, you would make lemonade, right? That was like, well, that's what you do. You make lemonade. Mm-hmm. He's like, we, when we are handed lemons, we make orange juice. And we just let the rest of the world wonder, like, how the heck we did that.
Oh, my God. I love that. What wisdom is that?
And isn't that true, though? I mean, it's so fun. I mean, that's the next evolutionary step into the approach of making lemonade out of lemons, right? They're making orange juice out of lemons. And we go like, oh.
Like, how did they do that? But they're so tapped in. The ones that, you know, stay out of the story and stay out of going down the wrong path, the ones that stay with the aligned right. energy. Because we see a lot of lost souls right now with the young people.
Yes.
Feel like they don't fit in and they have no one. They don't have someone in their community or family to see their magic. So then what happens is they go down the path. I have friends and family members who struggled, and I've always seen them as the intuitive, magical, manifesting leaders, but they got lost in the world because the world was so tough because they were so sensitive. And they're finding their way back. Two of them already did, but it was hard to witness.
Right. So, yes. Yep.
So in our last few minutes, I want to talk about your new book, Modern Merlin. So, and I also know you have an online course that, you know, helps support the concepts in the book. So
right.
what are at least two takeaways that you hope readers get from your new book?
I think the biggest takeaway is the realization that there is actually a new way of looking at things that will help you navigate your everyday life with much more ease and grace. And I think the biggest realization in that is to know that everything is energy and that you are in constant interaction with all the energy around you, and that, you know, and that everything can become matter, like your words, your thoughts, your intentions, your dreams. So everything matters, like everything is worth paying attention to. And I think the second thing, what I would love people to take away, is that there's always something you can do. You're never stuck, right? Energy naturally wants to move. And it doesn't take much to make energy move. It's actually much harder to make energy stand still and to hold it down than to allow it to move. So there's a lot of really simple, practical things that we can all do to help energy move.
Oh, I love that. When you just said that about it takes more energy to hold something down, I remember showing my grandson years ago, we were talking about energy and life. And I think it was like, I don't know, maybe McKenna's age, maybe 11. And I held a beach ball underwater. I said, you know, all that I was talking about the feelings he was having that was causing anxiety, right? So right. I go, buddy, if you don't talk about it, it's like holding this ball underwater.
Right.
Hold your energy. And so he's watching me and I go, but if you would just talk and open up and let go. And I release the ball and you know what happens. It goes way into the sky, right? And it's exactly that. And the moment I did that with him, I had the realization, like, how many things do we all energetically stuff?
Right. So I always say to,
No, go ahead, honey.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I always say to people, like, let's say that you're in a situation, any situation, you're in a meeting, you're on a date, you're on a family visit, and in the middle of it, you start feeling really restless and anxiety is hitting and you feel like, oh, man. you know, you can always go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, you close the door, and then there's a couple of things you can do. You can either just close your eyes, take a couple of breaths, and start tuning in to yourself and just calm yourself down. Or you can just start shaking it out. Just jump up and down, shake your hands, shake your shoulders, you know, shake your head left and right, and know that that's going to move the energy. And I guarantee you, you will feel different after you do that just for 30 seconds, a minute. So there's always things that we can do, you know, to shift whatever we feel stuck with or whatever we feel anxious about. And I think those are the tools that we also need right now, because there's so much anxiety flying around.
Yeah, so, so true. And that's what I loved that when you told me you have an online course, right? Because
yes.
I'm an avid book geek. I have been for 30 years. So I love my books, but I also love to learn more and dive deeper. So what's the name of the new course? Is it also called Modern Merlin?
Yeah, it's also called Modern Merlin. It follows the same setup as the book. So three parts. And then instead of 12 chapters, there's 12 modules. And you can do it on your own pace, in your own time, because it's pre-recorded. And that's why the price is really, really reasonable as well. So every chapter has a presentation of me talking about it with a really fun PowerPoint presentation. It's all really colorful, lots of examples of your everyday life. And then every chapter also has like a full screen meditation that I created for every topic. And then the whole thing comes with a 160-page full color workbook that you can download, and that's going to just guide you through the whole course. It will tell you when to watch something, when to do something, when to take out a pen and paper and contemplate something, write something down for a moment. And again, it's all colorful and fun, and you can totally do it on your own pace. And it's all designed to just slowly make you aware of a new way of thinking, and eventually then a new way of being.
Yeah, it sounds like it, you're giving them the tools so they can learn how to tap into the energies. And the more they just like dive into the course, they're getting actual tools that they can go, ooh, I think this morning I'm going to try this. It's like opening them. It's opening them to, you know, new possibilities.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love that, like you said, if I'm understood correctly, it's self-paced. So it's online. They go at it at their own schedule. I love those kind, honestly, because life is so fast and so busy. And now when you have a self-paced program, it's like, ooh, maybe
it's the way to go these days. My experience with live events is that it's almost impossible to get people on the same page. People have a hard time committing, finding the time, committing to the time. And honestly, also the world has opened up so much because of the internet. Most of my clients, they're from all over the world. And to try to navigate all these different timelines. So by making it self-paced and pre-recorded, it means that anybody can do it. But I do give access to an online Facebook group that you get access to through the course. And there we're going to have live Zoom events and other things so that we can connect and create community as well, because that is so important.
Oh, it is. It is so, so important. In fact, on 2/2/2022 next week, I launch the inaugural launch of the Intentional Business Networking Circle for Female Spiritual Entrepreneurs. And I do a lot of community building because I have different groups like Sacred Visibility and Inspiration Lounge Facebook groups. But that one is heart-centered intentional business networking, right? And so I'm so excited about it. But it's for the same reason you just said. We need community. We need connection.
Yes.
And I love creating containers for community.
Yeah, me too. I love connecting. I actually connected with a woman from India a couple of weeks ago, and I don't think she even had access to Amazon, and I don't even know how she found me. But it was so cute just to talk to her and all we did was basically I just sat with her for like 20 minutes. We talked a little bit, and I did a reading for her, and it was more about reaching out, knowing that that's possible and that there's like-minded people, and you know, that we can find each other that way.
So beautiful. And what a gift you gave her, because now she moves forward knowing what's possible.
Right. Yes, exactly. And she knows that I'm out there, right? And that she does, so she doesn't have to feel as alone anymore.
Yeah, what a sacred gift, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for being here, for doing the magical work you're doing in the world to elevate everyone's vibration. And I want to invite everyone to visit Lon at lon-art.com. Grab a copy of her book, Modern Merlin, and dive into her programs. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. It was such a joy to be here.
And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.